Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Carla, hanging with you on your Sunday. I got my coffee. And, you know, it's kind of cold outside, but I have a very special guest hanging with me. His name is Jeremy Vogel, better known as Sergeant Vogel. How are you, Sergeant?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am awesome. And, you know, we're talking today about the Wichita Police Department. You guys are recruiting and hiring, trying to find some awesome people. And I have a bunch of questions for you, but I'll kind of just let you have the reins. Tell us exactly why you're here today and maybe some information people might not know about the Wichita Police Department.
Yeah, you know, right now the Wichita Police Department is actively recruiting at this time. We are we just started a brand new academy class a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
We have 28 individuals in that, and we're looking to probably the early summer time frame for the next academy class. So that's what we're trying to staff currently right now. And with that, that's why we are actively hiring at this time. And it's a great time to become a police officer. If you're one of those, as a guy or a girl, you always played cops and robbers when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Well, it's time to make playtime a reality. And really, when it comes down to becoming a police officer, it's not only, sure, when you become a police officer, you want to go out and get the bad guy, put the bad guy away, put him in jail, get justice. I mean, sure, that's part of the job, but the other portion of the job is being involved with your community.
Absolutely.
You know, developing ties. And the thing is, especially if you're listening to this radio station right now, if you grew up in Wichita or across South Central Kansas where you can hear this signal right now, the thing is, you know, if you have great connections with the community, that's always a plus, because the thing is when you do this job, sometimes you will come into contact with these people that you know. It's kind of a networking. It's really no different than a private industry job. It's just we just happen to be public servants in a government entity is what it comes down to. But the thing is having those community relationships, those community ties, it makes all the difference in trying to accomplish the job that we're trying to do. Because the thing is we have a great partnership with the police department and the community, and we know that there are certain crimes that we may not be able to solve if it were not for the help of the citizens.
100%. And if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, Sergeant Vogel sitting in with us. Wow, you have a really good voice.
Yeah, I used to do radio a long time ago.
I know
that I was going. Yeah, I did radio a long time ago, back in the early to mid-90s, and then after that I was here.
You got to tell them, you guys, KKRD. I'm talking Hitman days.
Yeah.
Sergeant Vogel representing.
Greg Williams, the Hitman. Yeah, he used to be on KKRD, and I would come on right after him. So, yeah, I did radio through high school and early college, and after that I went on and got a meteorology degree. And
I saw that on the website.
Yeah, I was a Channel 12 meteorologist for quite some time. And then,
hey, so if you're listening now and you're doing something else and you're like, you know what, I want a change of career, hey, do it now. I'm on the website, wpdjobs.com. When I say website, that's what I'm talking about. And what's really cool about this website, I noticed, is they pretty much answer everything. The application process, qualifications, benefits, and even what's more cool to me is women of the WPD. Women, if you're listening right now and you're like, I've thought about it, I don't know, I'm on the fence. Is that a concern when a female says, you know what, I would love to be a part of the team. What's it like for a woman?
Sure. You know, and I'm glad that you pointed out the women of WPD. You like that actual link on the webpage, because that was one of the ideas that I had when we recreated the recruiting website over here over the last month. And the thing is as a police department, and Chief Gordon Ramsey would like it to be done, and that's what we're pursuing, is we'd like to try to mirror the community as much as we can.
Sure.
And you should. And, you know, when it comes to females, it doesn't matter what race you are. Females in general, they've been quite the small amount of number of minorities on the department, because it's generally been a male-dominant position.
Mm-hmm.
But since we're trying to mirror the community that we serve, we are trying to recruit more women. And I think when I talk with some of the women officers that are on the department now, and some of them that are highlighted here on the website, wpdjobs.com, they all kind of say the same thing. You know, they had a passion for becoming a police officer, or they've wanted to help serve their community, or they've been involved in different organizations that have helped out individuals in the community, and they've wanted to find a bigger role in trying to help people out. But the thing is some of the females in the department have thought, you know what, if a guy can do it, why can't I do it?
Heck yeah.
If that female who's on that department is an officer, if she can do it, why can't I? It's not a question when it comes to females and becoming a police officer. It's not a question of, you know, man, do I have what it takes to do the job? Am I strong enough to do the job? Do I have the mentality to do the job? Those are the wrong questions to be asking. It should just be a simple question of, hey, if they can do it, why can't I do it? Why can't I? And the thing is the answer is there is no reason why you cannot do the job. You can do it. It's one of those, when you're growing up as a kid, whatever you put your mind to, you can accomplish it. But it's going to be dependent on yourself whether you truly make it happen or not. That's what it comes down to, anything in life.
Sergeant Vogel is sitting with us for Empower Wichita. WPD, the Wichita Police Department, they are hiring right now. And when I say hiring, you mentioned an academy class just ended. Explain what all that means.
Okay, so what happens is when you decide to make that awesome step to become a police officer, you'll go through a hiring process.
Mm-hmm.
The hiring process is a little bit lengthy, but it's for a good reason. We want to get the best and brightest on the department, and we want to make sure, obviously, that you were out there committing crime after crime after crime. We don't want that. It's, we're being held to a higher standard as a police officer, and a lot of people in the community put a lot of trust in us. Some of the people in the community, they may have met us or they may not have met us. But the thing is we know we're held to a higher standard. We have all this trust given to us, so we want to make sure that we maintain that trust and we don't lose that trust. And with the Wichita Police Department, we feel overall that we have a good standing with the community, and we still have a lot of trust with our community at this time. So what happens is when you go through the process, you will fill out an online application. Once you do that, you will end up going to City Hall a few days after that to take an aptitude test. And basically, that aptitude test it tests your common knowledge, certain things about they will show you certain pictures, how much you're able to retain information, because as a police officer, when you go to a call, you're being dispatched to a call, you're giving all this information. Sometimes on a snap of a finger, it's super, everything's occurring so fast, you have to be able to retain the information.
Sure.
Because sometimes technology can be a disservice to you. You know how it goes. Sometimes when you need it, it won't work. And when you don't need it, it works. So sometimes that's what happens. But anyway, so it tests your knowledge on a lot of different things. For example, if you're trying to get from point A to point B, what's the fastest way to get there? Things like that.
Okay.
So once you end up passing that, you end up getting referred basically to the training center, which is where I'm located, at the brand-new training center on the Innovation Campus of Wichita State University.
So you're a trainer at the center?
I oversee pre-employment is what I do. Technically, I have two titles. I oversee the pre-employment side of things. So that means when you apply online from that time to the time that you actually get into the recruit class, that is pre-employment. But then I'm also titled with recruiting efforts, which is what I'm doing here this morning, trying to recruit people to come join the department. So what happens is your file comes to my desk. I will review the file. And once that happens, I will then assign your file as a new applicant to the department to a pre-employment detective. And then that's when you will have the one-on-one with that assigned pre-employment detective. And you will continue the rest of the process, which involves doing a physical agility test. You will also have to have an oral board interview. That's where you sit in front of a panel of four people, and they ask you several questions. It's trying to figure out how you interact with people, how you answer questions, what's your thought process like. Then also, of course, we do background investigations. We also will put you through a polygraph test. Once you've gone through all of that, you'll also have a first contact interview with you and your assigned pre-employment detective.
Mm-hmm.
You'll go over your application paperwork and then your first contact questionnaire packet. So basically, we are asking everything. And the thing is you want to be very thorough in all the paperwork. And no matter what issue you may or may not have, you got to remember, we're the police. We're going to find out. So
Don't lie.
Yeah, don't lie. Out of anything that you do in your life, do not lie. You just have to own up to whatever mistakes you've done, because the thing is, we are all human. Nobody is perfect. And the thing is everyone makes mistakes. So we're going to know about it. Just be upfront. That's the main thing that we ask. Do not lie. Just be upfront with all your information. But once we get to that process, we then go through command and we review your files. And then if you're accepted, we have you in to City Hall for a command staff interview. That's with all the big wigs, and it's kind of like the oral board interview, but this is with the big wigs in the department, and you will sit there and you'll be asked a series of questions. And at that point, if you're selected, we will give you a conditional job offer at that point. And it's conditional that you pass two last things in the process, because the whole process is an 8-step process. If you get the conditional job offer, you will then have to pass your physical and a psychological test. And if you pass those last two things, then you will officially be accepted into the next police academy.
Let's talk about the physical part real quick. What exactly does that involve?
Okay. Are we talking about the physical agility test? Is that what we're talking about?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So on that, obviously, we want to make sure that you're going to be physically fit to do the job, because sometimes you're going to have to pursue people on foot and foot pursuits. Yeah. I've done that many a times during my career, and it's going to be inevitable. If you become one of the next fine police officers on the Wichita Police Department, you will be in a foot pursuit. I can guarantee that. So anyway, when you go through and do the physical agility test, it's actually four tests all into one, and it goes in the same order every time. You have to be able to do as many push-ups as you can within 1 minute. After that, it's timed, obviously. After that, you will have to do as many sit-ups as you can within 1 minute. Then after that, we have what's called the Illinois Agility Run. It's a timed course, and basically you start off in a push-up position. We tell you to start. You will sprint to the end of the gym, and then you will sprint back, and it's kind of an evasive maneuver. You will go through three cones. You will come back, sprint down to the end, and then sprint back.
Holy cow.
And you have to do that in a certain amount of time. And actually, it's I like the test because it's kind of real life. When you're out on a foot pursuit, you're not just running in a straight line. The suspect's going to be going in and out, around fences, over fences, around corners, around houses, around cars. So that's kind of you're kind of recreating that in a sense.
I picture the gladiators.
Oh, there you go.
Dipping and diving.
Yep. And then the last test is the multi-stage run, or it's basically called the BEEP test. And actually, from what I've understood, is a lot of people in high school now do the BEEP test. And that's to test your endurance. It's one of those where you'll be given an audible tone, and you will just run back and forth in the gym until you're told to stop. And you know how it is. Once you start to walk or you start to run, once you get your rhythm going, you don't want to stop, because once you stop, you don't want to start over again.
Right.
But that's what this does. So it's run, jog, stop, run, jog, stop, over and over and over. And it's basically testing your endurance. So out of all of that, you have to be able to, those four tests, you have to have a minimum of 20 points, 20 points or greater, to pass the test and then move on to the next step in the process.
If you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, Sergeant Vogel talking with us. The Wichita Police Department is recruiting, so if you're interested, head to the website.
Yeah, WPDjobs.com.
WPDjobs.com. And we were just talking about some of the application process, and what I think is really cool, and you mentioned it earlier, how community is a big part of the police department in any job, even with radio. We do a lot with the schools, and it's very important that the community is involved. And I love Sergeant Vogel mentioned how they're trying to mirror the community. And I think it's great that they're aiming to be a more diverse WPD, including women. They have a whole section for women of the WPD if you'd like to learn more about that. And anything you want to add before we wrap up?
Yeah, I would like to add one thing. I think this is a big selling point when it comes to doing this profession. We're one of the last entities in the country, being in government, a government job, where you still get an actual government pension.
Oh, that's great.
So what sets us aside from a private industry position, you put into a 401k, your private company matches that, and when you retire, whatever you have saved up, that's going to last until the inevitable. But once you run out, you run out. With a government pension, you put in, just like a private industry does, The city matches your contribution just like a private industry does. However, when you retire from the department, you're going to be guaranteed a set amount based on percentages. You can always rely on that. You will always get that set amount until the inevitable, or the only caveat is if the municipality were to go bankrupt. But the city of Wichita is very financially stable. Mm-hmm. They're very good financially with their finances, so that's not an issue. So when you're looking at private industry versus becoming working for a police department, and if you're looking apple upon apple, if there's one major selling point that I feel that puts us higher than a private industry when it comes to benefits and compensation, it's the retirement. Just because of the fact that you're guaranteed that set amount when you retire, where in the private industry, once you run out, you run out.
And speaking of the benefits, you guys, they have a whole section at WPDjobs.com, a whole section of the benefits for a police officer, and all the way from pay to the vacations to health insurance, everything is right here on the website. So that's very helpful. So again, if you're interested, the WPD is recruiting. I'm sitting right here with Sergeant Vogel. You can head to WPDjobs.com. I also see you guys, the Wichita Police Department is all over social media. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, if you'd like to contact them there. So somebody's interested, they're listening right now, they're like, man, I'm really interested. The first step you said is the application process online, so they should just head to the website,
yes,
WPDjobs. And start there.
Yeah, and if they have any questions, yeah, you'll just go click on the How to Apply tab, and it'll take you through step-by-step in the process. And we also have a Frequently Asked Questions page, so if there are some questions that you need answered, you can by all means check that page out. And for some reason, if those don't answer all your questions, then you can contact me directly. There's a little tab where you can email me, and I will be able to respond to your email. But out of all this, the thing is now is the time, if you ever thought about becoming a police officer, or even if you have not, and you see what goes on in your community, especially right now, where, you know, like I said, we're looking, trying to reach out to minorities. We're trying to reach out to females to mirror the community. Have this in the back of your mind. You know what? I'm investing in this city. I have a family. If you have a family and I want to make the city better, you know what? It's time for you to stand up and say, hey, I'm going to be the difference. Instead of standing back and watching the difference happen, why not be the difference? And that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, be a part of the movement. Again, WPDjobs.com. Go there. Thank you so much, Sergeant Vogel.
No, thank you for your time. I appreciate that this morning.
We'll have more for Empower Wichita. Be right back. It's Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.